Oh, your uncle won't be coming, Jody. He's busy with Miss Sissy. We do not put on our roller skates until we reach the pavement.
Just run and hop?
None.
Okay. I'm going to teach Mrs. Beasley how to roller skate today. Want me to teach you, Mr. French?
No, thank you, Jody. I shall get sufficient exercise sitting on the park bench feeding the pigeons. Now, wait here, children, while I get my hat.
What's Uncle Bill doing over there with Sissy?
Let's go see. You sure look funny sitting that way, Uncle Bill.
I feel funny, too.
Is that supposed to be Uncle Bill?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't look like Uncle Bill too much.
Buffy, it's going to look like him when I'm all through with him.
Sissy.
What?
Can I ask you something?
Uh-huh.
If that's supposed to be Uncle Bill, why are you drawing all those mountains?
Those happen to be the muscles on his arms.
Kaboom, kaboom. I gotta see this.
Not yet, Uncle Bill. You can't see the caricature until I'm all through with it.
What's a caricature?
A caricature, Jody. Well, it's just like any other picture, except it exaggerates certain features. Like Uncle Bill has strong arms, so I'm putting extra big muscles on them.
Oh.
Don't laugh. Well, you see how you turn out.
Are we going to pose, too?
That's right. The art school is having an exhibit next Saturday. And mine's going to be called The Members of the Family.
And we'll all be in it?
Mm-hmm. You too, and Uncle Bill.
Oh, Mr. French, how about that?
Neato, huh?
Quite, yes. Come along, children.
Oh, Mr. French, do you think that you could possibly make some of your hors d'oeuvres to serve at the art exhibit?
Yes, Mr. C, with pleasure. We'll be back about 4-ish, sir.
Wow. Did he seem a little miff to you, Uncle Bill?
Yeah. You know why, don't you? Well, he considers himself to be a pretty important member of the family. So, naturally, he expects you to do a caricature of him, too.
Oh, that! I've been working on one of him all week. I wanted it to be a surprise. Like it?
That's great.
Thanks. Okay, back to posing.
All right. Don't overdo the mountains, huh?
French's umbrella.
Hey, good idea. May we, Mr. French?
May you what?
Buy your umbrella so we don't get all wet.
Wet? There's no cloud in the sky.
She means from the sea lion.
But I fail to follow your line of reasoning, Jody, and at the moment I don't especially care to. Now, please, you may get on with your skating.
Mr. French has been like an old growly bear today, and we've been awful good.
Awful, awful good.
Well, maybe not awful, awful. You shut the elevator door on him.
Okay, just awful.
Hey, Bear, wait for us!
Oh, afternoon, Mr. French.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Withers.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Yes, lovely.
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, old boy, one would hardly know it from your dark and gloomy expression.
Yes, my dear chap, the state of the weather is hardly any reason for excessive jollity.
Ah, but my jollity has quite another reason, Mr. French. Ah, Hardcastle.
Greetings, gentlemen. Just heard the good news, Mr. Withers. How nice for you.
Thank you, Mr. Hardcastle. I'm looking forward to a splendid time.
I'm sure you'll be the envy of all the gentlemen's gentlemen in the neighborhood. Don't you think so, Mr. French?
Hmm? Beg your pardon?
Well, it appears the Pennell family, for whom Mr. Withers works, are going on a trip to Europe, and they're taking him with them.
Oh, I hadn't heard. Congratulations.
Thank you. Most considerate people, the Pennells.
Your Mr. Davis makes fairly frequent trips abroad, does he not, Mr. French? Of course, I assume he always takes you with him.
Oh, my employer and I are quite close, you know. Do you recall that time that Mr. Davis and I took that little trip to the Greek islands?
Mm. Before the children arrived, was it not?
Yes, now that you come to mention it, was. Mm. Talking about the children, I better see what they're up to. Good day, gentlemen.
Of course, the last trip I made for Mrs. Gehagen was when she wanted her poodle taken down to Palm Beach by car.
Yes, well, some of us are merely employees. Some of us are members of the family.
Yes.
In time for the art exhibit Saturday.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh, Mr. French, you want me to pick up the twins after school?
Thank you, Miss Sissy, but as your uncle's employee, the task is mine.
Well, so long, kids. Study hard now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
And more coffee, sir?
Yes, thank you.
Sissy, what are you going to caricature us?
I'm going to caricature you this afternoon after school.
You said it wrong again, Buffy. It's caricature.
Oh, I'll start packing, sir.
Oh, there's a blueprint I want to take along. It's in the center drawer of the desk.
Oh, yes, sir.
Found it, huh?
Oh, not only the blueprint, sir, but this veritable work of art. Have you seen it, sir?
Yes, I've seen it. You're not supposed to, though.
Oh, may I inquire why I wasn't supposed to see it, sir?
Because Sissy wanted to surprise you with it at the exhibit on Saturday. Now, you better act like you know anything about it.
Oh, I shall keep a straight face, sir, but I can tell you that I'm deeply touched that Sissy should pay me such a warm compliment.
What do you mean, compliment? You're one of the family, aren't you?
It's a good likeness, don't you think, sir?
It's a great caricature.
Good afternoon, Mr. French. Oh, Mr. French, I'd value your opinion on a matter concerning a mutual friend of ours.
Glad to be of help. What seems to be the problem?
Well, we nannies were discussing Mr. Withers' forthcoming trip to Europe with the Purnells. Do you think it would be in order for us to give him a bon voyage party?
Oh, I think it'd be a splendid idea. Oh, any evening but the coming Saturday. Hmm? By the by, Miss Faversham, if you should be free on Saturday, perhaps you'd care to drop by the Schofield Gallery. Miss Sissy is having a showing.
Really?
Yes, caricatures of the family. I am included, of course.
It sounds delightful. I'd love to come.
Well, children, how was school today?
Fine. Peter and Tommy Ellis took track at each other.
And the teacher made me stand in the corner. And Peter didn't have to do arithmetic. Tomorrow, I'm going to throw chalk.
There will be no chalk throwing.
So long, poor eyes. I'd rather have glasses than be skinny like you.
Skinny, skinny took a bath, never told a soul. Forgot to put the stopper in and went right down the hole.
Children, Miss Faversham and I do not find that bit of poetry amusing.
Tommy laughed. He didn't mind, Mr. French.
Nevertheless, you may have hurt his feelings deeply. I remember once, a long time ago in England, another little boy whose chums used to greet him constantly with shouts of, "Here comes Fatty." Oh, he laughed too. And they thought he didn't mind. But at night, he used to lie in bed, cry himself to sleep. And that little boy was myself.
Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. French.
We wouldn't hurt Tommy's feelings for anything.
Let's go apologize.
Find that in pointing up a moral to children, there is nothing so effective as a bit of over-dramatized fiction.
Fiction?
Oh, entirely.
Mr. French, you even had me feeling sorry for you. Crying yourself to sleep, indeed.
As a matter of fact, my chums used to call me Chubby, and I found it most amusing.
Sissy, want me to pull my sleeve up more so you can draw my muscle?
That won't be necessary, Jody. I'm only doing your face.
God. One, two, three, four. You got a zillion freckles, Jody.
What did you make Mr. French look like?
Shh, Jody, not so loud. He'll hear you.
He can't hear us. He's taking his afternoon nap.
Can we see Mr. French's cracker chewer?
Can we?
Well, all right. But remember, not one word about it to him.
I don't like to beg, but isn't it exactly like him?
Jody, Sissy made Mr. French look just like a balloon.
Yeah. When he sees it, do you think he'll cry himself to sleep?
What are you two talking about?
Well, when Mr. French was a little boy, all the kids used to yell at him, "Here comes Fatty."
And it hurt his feelings.
He told you that?
When we were coming home from school today.
And we made fun of Skinny Ellis.
My gosh, I didn't realize that Mr. French was so sensitive.
Mr. French is going to feel awful bad when he sees that, Sissy.
No, he isn't, because he's not going to see it. I'm just grateful that he doesn't know anything about this. I wouldn't hurt his feelings for the world.
You mean Mr. French's picture isn't going to be on the wall Saturday night?
No. It's just going to have to be a family group without him. That must be Sharon.
I'll get it.
No, I'll get it.
Don't ring so much, Sharon. We're not supposed to wake up Mr. French.
He's taking a nap.
Oh, dear, I was asleep.
Hi. I'm sorry if I woke you, Mr. French.
Oh, that's quite all right, Miss Sharon. I have to go and pick up some cleaning before the shop closes.
Can we go with you, Mr. French?
Mm-hmm. If you've done your homework.
Then that means we can't go with you. Come on, Bob.
Sissy, did you ask your uncle if you could go to the Blue Yonder tonight?
Oh, darn, I forgot all about it. Just a minute. Mr. French, is it all right if I go to the Blue Yonder with Sharon tonight? I'll be back around 12.
Well, really, Miss Sissy, after all, this is a school night, and, well, midnight is rather late.
Oh, well, I don't think your uncle would mind. Mr. Davis is a good egg.
Well, I think he might very well mind. And since I'm in charge of the family during his absence, I think my opinion must necessarily overrule that of a friend of Miss Sissy's. I'm sorry, Miss Sissy, but you'll have to stay home this evening.
Okay, Mr. French.
Good night.
Boy, the establishment certainly is strict around here.
Well, Mr. French thinks that he's doing it for my own good. You know something? He is. I've got a big Spanish test tomorrow.
Mr. French, I understand you are coming to my bon voyage party on Sunday evening.
Oh, yes, I'm delighted. Miss Withers, if you're not doing anything next Saturday evening, do you think you could possibly attend an art showing at the Schofield Galleries?
An art showing?
Yes, some works of Miss Sissy's, caricatures of the family, you know. I think you'll find the one of myself particularly amusing.
You're included, Mr. French.
Why not? After all, Mr. Withers, I too am a member of the family.
Caricature, Sissy. You've captured your uncle and the twins just beautifully.
Oh, thank you, Miss Schofield. Well, I'd better go change before the guests start arriving. I'll be back in half an hour.
All right.
Oh, hi, Mr. French.
Miss Sissy, I do hope your friends and patrons enjoy my hors d'oeuvres. Though, of course, the pièce de résistance will be your splendid caricatures.
I just hope Uncle Bill is back in time for the showing.
Oh, he will be. His office just called to say that he was coming directly here from the airport.
Oh, good. I'll see you in a little while.
Thank you, Miss Sissy.
Oh, hello, Mr. French.
Oh, Mrs. Schofield, the hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, thank you so very much. Let's just put them over here on the table.
Here we are. Oh, Mrs. Schofield, before I arrange them on the platter, I wonder if you could let me take a peek at Miss Sissy's caricatures. You know, I have a rather personal interest in them.
I should imagine you would. This way, Mr. French. Amusing, aren't they?
Oh, yes, that they are. Only three?
Mm-hmm, three.
No more?
No, that's all.
May I use your telephone, please?
Of course, it's right over there on my desk.
Thank you. Oh, hello. May I speak to Mr. Withers, please? Oh, well, when do you expect him back? You don't? Oh, dear. Thank you very much.
Well, hi, French.
Oh, welcome back, sir.
Where's Sissy?
Oh, she went home to change.
Well, I hope you remembered to act surprised when she showed you the caricature.
She didn't see fit to include me in her exhibit, sir.
Well, I don't believe.
See for yourself, sir.
Well, you know, she drew one of you, and why isn't it up there?
Evidently, she changed her mind, sir.
Why don't you do that?
Because she no longer considers me a member of the family after our little difficulty.
What little difficulty?
Oh, matter of discipline, sir.
Well, I don't know what happened, French, but I know she wouldn't hold a grudge against you. She's crazy about you, you know that. Nah, you gotta be wrong.
And so why isn't my caricature hanging on the wall?
Well, I don't know. I guess Sissy knows. I'll find out.
Hurry up, you guys. Go get your things.
We're getting ready for the exhibit.
We'll be right back as soon as we get our coat.
Oh, Uncle Bill, I'm glad you got back in time for the showing.
So am I. I just stopped by the gallery. What's going on with you and French?
Well, not a thing.
Why isn't his caricature hanging up there?
Well, I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
Well, you just did. You know, he considers himself one of the family, and he got all tore up when he didn't see his picture in there.
Uncle Bill, he would have been more upset if he'd seen the way I'd caricatured him. He's very sensitive about his figure.
French?
Yes.
Honey, he already saw the picture and he loved it.
He did?
Yes. Now, he's still at the gallery, so maybe you can sneak it in the back way and hang it up there, and then he won't think he was included as an afterthought, huh?
Yeah. Boy, I'm sorry. Let's hurry.
John? Come on, you guys!
We're ready!
Ah, Mr. French.
We've been so looking forward to the showing.
I didn't think I could make it, but Mr. Hardcastle and Miss Favisham insisted.
Oh, well, if you have other plans, any of you, I mean...
None at all, old boy. None whatsoever.
Where is your caricature hanging, Mr. French? We're dying to see it.
Yes, well, Miss Favisham, I've only just discovered that all the invited guests are friends and relatives of the students, and, well, I wouldn't want to embarrass Mrs. Schofield by inviting my friends, so...
Oh, friends of yours, Mr. French?
Oh, yes, to be sure, Mrs. Schofield, yes.
Oh, you've come to see Sissy's caricatures. How nice. Well, I tell you, they're just on the other side of this panel here.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Mr. French, I hate to ask you this, but I wonder if you'd be kind enough to pass around some more of your wonderful hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, yes, gladly.
Oh, thank you so much.
Excuse me, there's something I must tell you.
Why, Mr. French, she's caught you beautifully.
Yes, most amusing, I must tell you.
Quite.
I hope you don't mind, Mr. French. I exaggerated just a little.
Exaggeration is the very soul of caricature, Miss Sissy.
Members of the family. That's a nice title.
It's a nice family. The whole group.
Come on, let's go look at some other pictures.
Well, Mr. Withers, it seems that both you and I have been accepted as members of our respective families.
So it appears. Well, if you will excuse me.
Till tomorrow, then, eh?
At the bon voyage party, Mr. Withers.
Oh, that... I'm afraid my bon voyage party will have to be postponed.
Postponed?
It seems Mrs. Purnell has decided to take her mother in my place.
Oh.
Well, it's quite understandable. After all, a blood relative.
Right.
Yes. Well, some of us are merely employees, and some of us are members of the family.